Well, tomorrow happening virtually as part of the Interface Boulder series, there will be a discussion on the peculiar relationship, descendants of slaves and their holders. The person giving the presentation is Elder King Harris, who's a general evangelist with the United Methodist Church. I asked Elder Harris what the legacy of slavery is today.
Where we are at the moment is, no matter how liberal you think you are, you have been tainted by the reality of 600 years of degradation about who black people are. And because of that, the only way you can get through this and free yourself of it is through a very conscious process. And that process and that situation, by the way, is not just on the side of white people. It is also on the side of black people. Black people have been told they're inferior for so long that while they would not agree with it openly, it is ingrained into their very being. And so many of them have not done the work that's necessary to free themselves of it. So black people see themselves much like Leo Africanus saw blacks back in the 1500s. That is, he saw himself as inferior because he had been told he was inferior, in spite of the fact that he was a very well-educated man. White people who view themselves as colorblind find themselves in a posture where they believe one thing, but they act on another. That is to say, when you see two black men walking down the street together, there is a fear that is fear response that comes up in you, in spite of the fact that you don't think that you are the least bit racist. When you go, if you are a banker, when a black person comes into the bank, you do not see him or her the way you see a white person who comes in the bank, unless you already know them. And when you know them, you view them as the exception. And I have personal experience with this. I know it for a fact. I was a banker. There is something, there is a moral factor in making a loan to an individual. There is all of the statistics and scores and so forth, they can be the exact same, but the moral factor will play into the decision as to whether or not you make that loan. And when you see someone that looks different than you, that acts different than you, then you will make your judgment based upon what you know, and what you know is not that person. We find in order to shed that stereotype that you believe is not racism at all, but just good common judgment, good common sense, in order to shed that, you have to be very conscious of it. And it's hard to be conscious of something that criticizes your very being.
That is Elder King Harris, who's a general evangelist with the United Methodist Church, and he's going to be speaking tomorrow on what's called That Peculiar Relationship, Descendants of Slaves and Their Holders. It's part of the monthly Interface Boulder presentation. It happens from 11:30 a.m. on Zoom, and you can register and find out more at the website interfaceboulder.org.